Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Hay, Mishnah Ches. Sa'at Truma Shanafla Me'er. If one Sa'at Truma fell into 100 parts Tzchulin, so it's nullified, and he has to remove one part and give it to the Kayan. V'lehispik L'Arbiyal At Shanafla Acheres. But he didn't get the opportunity to take away one part and give it to the Kayan before another part of Truma fell into the mixture. So now there's 102 Sa'at, two of which are Truma. He didn't get the opportunity to remove one saw from the first falling. So the Mishnah says, HaRezu Asura. The first opinion of the Mishnah, the Tana Kama holds, that it's now become forbidden. We look at it that there's two parts Truma to the 100 parts of Chulin, and that's not a good ratio, and it's not going to be nullified. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon permits this, and the Rav explains that this is only if he was aware that the first one fell in and he was planning on taking it out. Since he was about to take it out, it's considered as if it was done already, and we only look at it that there's the second one that fell in and not the first. But if he was completely unaware that the first one fell in and he only found out about it after the second one fell in, so he never was originally planning to take a saw out because he was not aware that a saw of Truma fell in. So then we look at it that two saw of Truma fell in together, and then Reb Shimon would be Maida. He would agree that the Truma won't be nullified. Mishnah Tes. When grinding wheat into flour, depending on the quality of the wheat, the volume of the flour may be different than the volume of the wheat. A higher quality grain, the volume of the flour is going to be more than the wheat, and if it's a lower quality wheat, then the volume will be less. So the Mishnah discusses a mixture of grain that was later ground up into flour, and the volume changes, will it affect the nullification ratio? Sa'at Truma Shenafa Lameya. If you have one Sa'at Truma that fell into 100 parts Chulin, Utechanan, and before he grinded it up, it's 1 to 100 and it's nullified. Then he went ahead and Utechanan, he grounded it into wheat, Upesachu, and the volume decreased. Now there's less than 101 Sa'at total. So one might say that there was a Sa'at Truma that fell in, and now it's less than 100 parts chulin that's here. But the Mishnah says it's not a problem because kishem shepachasu hachulin, just like the chulin part decreased, kach pachasu hatruma, so too the truma part also decreased in volume, and it's still proportionally 100 parts to one, just they're smaller portions. Umutter, and it's still going to be permitted to a non-kayan. And this is assuming that it was all of a lower quality wheat. Sa'at Truma Shenafla Pachas Memeah, in a different case where you have a Sa'at Truma that fell into less than 100 of Chulin, and it's not nullified, Utechanan, and he ground it up, V'Hasiru, and it increased in volume, and now there's 101 Sa'at. Still, we don't say it's nullified, because Kishem Shaisiru HaChulin, just like the Chulin part became greater in volume, Kach Hasiru Truma, so too the Truma portion also became greater in volume, and there's still not going to be 100 parts chulin to the one part truma va'aser, and the mixture is going to be still prohibited to a non-kayan. However, in yedua she'achitim shel chulin yafis mishel truma, if you know that the wheat from the chulin were of a greater quality than the truma wheat, and so you know that the chulin was increasing in volume much more than the truma, and you're able to be sure that after you ground it, there's now 100 times volume of wheat, chulin wheat, chulin flour, than there is truma flour, then mutter, it will be permitted. If you can calculate that way, that there actually is more chulin by 100 times than the truma, then it will be mutter. The Mishnah now says one other case. Sa'at truma shenafal apachas mimea. If one Sa'at Truma fell into less than 100 parts chulin, and so it's not nullified, and the entire mixture becomes forbidden to a kain, it's meduma. V'achar kein naflu sham chulin, and then afterwards, more chulin fell into the mixture, and it now makes that there's 100 times chulin to the one part truma there. So the Mishnah says it depends. Im shegeg mutter. If by accident the chulin fell in there and changed the ratio, then mutter, then it will become nullified and will allow the truma to be nullified to the 100 part chulin that's now there. Then mazed, but if he intentionally put more chulin, because the mixture was previously, the entire mixture was forbidden to Akain, and he intentionally added more chulin to change the ratio that there should be 100 times chulin, then aser, then it's still going to be forbidden. And this is because there's a penalty, midrabanan, the knas, shekansu rabanan, because he's coming to make a bittul, to nullify something that's aser and midraisa, it's biblically forbidden, the mixture over here of meduma. And he's intentionally coming to nullify something that was asa midaraisa, and therefore the rabbanon penalized him and gave him a knas that it's still going to be, the entire mixture will still be forbidden to a non-kayin.